Good morning. The Secretary General and the Prime Minister will make short introductory statements and then they'll be happy to take one or two questions. Secretary General.
Prime Minister Al-Sarraj, welcome back to NATO. It's great to see you again, and we just finished a very productive and good meeting. You were here in February, and I was very pleased to continue our dialogue today. NATO supports your government as the sole representative of the Libyan people. Today, we discuss the security situation in Libya and the many challenges you face. I congratulate you on your progress in the fight against radical groups in your country and commend you for your inclusive approach to the political situation in Libya. It is essential that all parties abide by the Libyan political agreement in finding a political solution to the crisis in your country. NATO has agreed to help Libya as you work to stabilize your country. A team of NATO experts recently met with representatives of your government to discuss what we can do to help you build effective defense and security institutions in Libya, including a modern Ministry of Defense, a joint military staff, and intelligence services under civilian control. This will assist you in the fight against terrorism and help create the conditions for sustainable peace. Off the coast of Libya, NATO's Operation Sea Guardian is supporting EU's Operation Sophia in the Mediterranean Sea, providing information and logistical support. So this is also an example of how NATO is active in the region and help to address the security challenges we see in the region. So once again, Prime Minister Al-Sarraj, it's a great honour to have you here and always a great pleasure to meet you, and welcome to NATO headquarters.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jens. Yes, today we had a very important meeting on the political developments in Libya. We talked about the activation of the cooperation mechanism between NATO and the security and military institutions in Libya. During the last 2 weeks, there were meetings between the NATO experts and representatives from Libya, and we talked about the acceleration of the pace of these meetings in order to achieve the results that we all aspire to, and we have reached a common mechanism on this. We welcome the decision of the NATO members to agree in principle about this cooperation mechanism and the program, especially in defense capacity building. And this will enable us in securing the country and unifying the military institutions in a very positive way. And I take this opportunity to insist on endeavoring to build peace and security in Libya. These steps have been well established now in Tripoli, and we have also gained a lot of achievements in the Tripoli region. And this is a positive signal that we will not stay idle in face of those that want to destabilize our country. This is our approach since we came to power. In the end, I would like to insist that we are pursuing our efforts to combat terrorism wherever it exists, in the West, in the North, and in the East. Our cooperation is going on with our partners, and we know that this battle is a long way, and the international community is also combating terrorism in other countries. And we have done our part, and we have made success stories in this, and we hope that we will liberate Libya from all the terrorist groupings. Once again, I thank the Secretary General for his personal commitment, and we look forward to other visits in order to activate this cooperation. Thank you.
Okay, I see one hand up over there.
Good morning. Nourdine Fridi from the Arabian News Channel. Mr. Secretary General, many times NATO expressed its availability to assist Libya, and it has a lot of expertise in many fields in this area. Did you manage to get some concrete steps, a timetable? Because Mr. Sarraj expressed his needs as soon as possible. Is there some concrete steps, a timetable that we can expect in the near future? And if you can allow me to ask a question in Arabic to Mr. Sarraj.
What did you request from the NATO? And are you going to get this information in a timely way, in a time when your government is not controlling all the military or security institutions all over Libya? Thank you.
NATO has a long experience and tried and tested structures when it comes to helping to build local capacity to build defense and security institutions. We have done that in many different countries under very different circumstances. We have done it in the Balkans, in Bosnia and Herzegovina, in Kosovo. We have done it in different partner countries in North Africa, including we work with Tunisia. We work with Jordan in the Middle East. We have, of course, also helped to build the defense and security institutions in Afghanistan, where we have a significant military presence. So NATO has, in many different ways, helped over the years to build the local capacity. Therefore, we have the experience, we have the knowledge about also how to do it in Libya. And actually, some years ago, until after 2011, NATO was engaged in preparing for a program to help to build defense institutions also in Libya, but the security situation made it impossible to continue. Now we have agreed to, in a way, restart those efforts, and an expert team from NATO met with experts from the Government of National Accord in Tunisia some weeks ago, and we spoke on phone, Prime Minister Al-Sarraj and I, and we meet again today, and the main purpose of the meeting today is to make sure that our experts will sit down as soon as possible, hopefully within a few weeks, and then go through specific elements in a defense capacity building package, addressing issues like how to develop a modern Ministry of Defense, how to build a joint chief or joint military staff, and also how to develop intelligence services, and all of this under political control. And that's exactly what we now are looking into, how we can make sure that happens as soon as possible. And I hope that our experts teams can meet within weeks.
I think that Mr. Jens has actually answered my question. We are eager to see this being implemented in the level of capacity building and unifying the security and military institutions. Our meetings will continue, and we will achieve these objectives. And the other details were mentioned by the Secretary General. What we need is to benefit from the experience of NATO and the knowledge of NATO and the expertise of NATO in this field. Thank you.
Shukran. I'm afraid this concludes this press conference. Thank you.